Everybody got quiet. Okay. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our beautiful state capitol. Today, thank you all for being here as we celebrate a victory in girls sports in Iowa. I want to thank Senator Goodwin, Representative Wheeler, and the legislature for standing up for fairness and common sense and sending this important bill to my desk. Our state has an impressive legacy of advancing women's equality. As Iowa's first female governor, this aspect of our state's character fills me with gratitude and pride. I think of historic trailblazers like the great suffragette, Carrie Chapman Catt, and Mae Francis, the first woman elected to statewide office in Iowa, as well as contemporary barrier breakers like astronaut Peggy Whitson, and the first female combat veteran in United States Senator Joni Ernst. The success of these and so many other women demonstrates what I consider a fundamental principle. Great things happen when women have access to the fair and equal playing field they deserve. But what would it say about a commitment to this principle if we let actual playing fields, the courts, fields, rinks, pools, and tracks of youth and collegiate sports be tilted in favor of biological males with inherent physical advantages? Today's bill ensures that this question will remain a hypothetical one. It requires schools at all levels to designate sporting events as male, female, or co-ed. Only students who are female according to their birth certificate will be eligible to compete in girls' sports. Nothing could be more straightforward and common sense. No student will be prevented from playing a sport that matches his or her biological sex or a sport designated as co-ed. As a woman, a mother of three daughters, and now a grandmother of three young girls, it worries me that this bill is needed at all. It's hard to imagine how anyone who cares about the rights of women and girls could support anything less. We're joined today by a number of female athletes, each of whom has benefited from the discipline, teamwork, and fellowship that comes from participating in sports. Female athletes grow in confidence and learn the value of hard work. Yet as these young women would be the first women would be the first to tell you, no amount of talent, training, or effort on their part can make up for the natural physical advantages males have over females. It's simply a reality of human biology. Forcing females to compete against males is the opposite of inclusivity, and it's absolutely unfair. Girls athletes would inevitably be displaced by biological boys with physical advantages. No one has articulated this more clearly or graciously than Ainsley Earson, right? Close. A senior at Carlisle High School who won the girls 800 meter high school national championship and broke the state record. I want to invite Ainsley to the podium to share her perspective.
I'm Ainsley Erzin, and as I'm sure many of you know, I've been consistently vocal in my support for this bill since my article on the preservation of women's sports was published in the Des Moines Register a month ago. Since then, I've spent many, many hours here defending the bill, but today I'm so honored to stand before you all to simply say thank you. However, I don't think words could ever be enough to describe just how much this bill means to me and all other female athletes in Iowa. This past month, I've gotten to experience firsthand just how much people hate the truth, and even more so those who speak it. There were many times I doubted my ability to play a role in spreading a message of so much importance. But this experience has taught me more than anything that when God begins a work within you, He will always finish what He started. And furthermore, He'll place people in your life to help you along the way. Recently, I've had the privilege of meeting countless amazing girls from all across the state, girls who stand behind me today. Girls who stand strong in faith and bold in truth. I've gotten to meet dozens of inspiring senators and representatives who are unafraid to speak out for what's right, and I've been honored to personally meet with the governor, truly one of the most courageous and truth-filled women, who I believe describes Iowans best. She said, "We're strong because we've been guided by the lights of common sense, fairness, and freedom." It is with these things at the forefront that we're able to be here today to watch this bill become law. It is because of these things and the people bold enough and brave enough to stand for them that Iowa girls today and every generation to come will be able to pursue the things they love to the best of their ability. Whether that's chasing titles, records, and scholarships, or earning a starting position or spot on the team, no girl will be sidelined in her own sport. Because of the courage of all those who worked so hard to make this bill a reality, today we get to send a crucial message to all Iowa girls now and all those to come in the future. A message girls today so rarely get to hear. The message that women are so much more than a hormone level, that the things girls love are worth protecting, and their hard work and dedication is recognized, and their dreams can become a reality. But in the end, the decision you've made is so much bigger than the girls in this room, even bigger still than every female athlete in Iowa. Because I've seen firsthand that courage does beget courage, and that one person's pursuit of truth will always lead to that of another's. I'm so unbelievably proud to be a part of a state that's bold enough to lead the way for the rest of the nation in such an important issue, and confident that the example you're setting today will soon be followed by others. Because truth always wins, and God never fails us. I've truly never been prouder than I am today to call myself an Iowa girl.
Thank you, Ainsley. So well spoken. The comparisons you make are compelling reasons why girls' sports must remain for competition among biological girls only. In closing, I'd like to reiterate the principle of this bill. Women deserve the same opportunity as men to develop their talents and strive for excellence. The principle of equality, equal opportunity, justifies virtually all the progress women have made over the centuries. From the opportunity to go to college, to the opportunity to serve an elected office, and so much more. So with that, it is an honor to sign the bill.